Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the need for spaying and neutering your pets. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Jake Shively, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Clinical Instructor. Jake, there's one very simple and easy thing that we can do to prevent the extremely dangerous and actually very sad results of not spaying and neutering. What's the direct effect of not doing this?
I'd say probably one of the most common direct effects would be pet overpopulation. So many unwanted pets are put on the streets, and one of the biggest things that we can do to prevent that would be spaying and neutering.
Yes, and one thing we don't think about is the public nuisance that pet overpopulation causes.
That's right. So many calls are put in to the local police department or to the local animal control for cats jumping all over people's cars or dogs fighting in their yard, stray dogs causing so many problems, and it can be a real big nuisance.
And getting into garbage and things like that.
Getting into garbage, making big messes in people's yards. Yeah, it can be a big problem.
And what about disease? Even spreading disease?
Spreading disease is certainly an issue that we need to be concerned about. Not only diseases between our pets, but also diseases to us as people. Zoonotic diseases can be a problem with unwanted stray cats and stray dogs. And a lot of people don't think about this as well. Bites. Kids getting bitten by stray animals, or people in general getting bitten by stray animals, can be a big issue.
Wow. And so also we think it's cute for our animals to have babies, but there's more to it than that when you get into animals multiplying like this.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about the responsibility that comes along with their pet having a litter of 9 puppies or their cat having a litter of 7 kittens. You have to feed those animals. Ideally, you would provide them with veterinary care. Those animals can grow up to, in turn, have unwanted kittens or puppies. And the issue can grow to be an exponential issue. And spaying and neutering your pet early can prevent a lot of those problems.
Connected to that, they can inbreed and there are problems with that.
Yeah, inbreeding is an issue. You start having problems with genetic issues, pets being born with congenital malformations.
And they often end up in shelters too.
Yes, unfortunately, a lot of unwanted stray pets end up in shelters. And in Mississippi, that sometimes is not the best place for our unwanted pets to end up.
What about the euthanasia rates? I know that those are really high here in Mississippi.
And that's what I was referring to, is the euthanasia rate. Some shelters can reach up to 80%. So 80% of the animals that walk in the door of that shelter can be euthanized. It's not something that we like to talk about, but it's an unfortunate reality.
I know a lot of us think that if we bring an animal to a shelter, it could very well get adopted. And the chances of that, like you said, are not very high.
Exactly. Depending on what shelter you go to, again, some of those animals can face an 80% euthanasia rate.
Especially cats.
Especially cats. Cats can be a difficult one to adopt out, especially adult cats. They're not as desirable as, say, kittens. It can be a scary reality for our adult cats and dogs.
How early can we spay and neuter? And also, if we don't, what problems can happen?
We can actually spay and neuter our pets as early as 8 weeks old. We used to not think that way, but with our current understanding of medicine and surgery and with our current understanding of the significant issue of pet overpopulation, we've seen that spaying and neutering at an early age, before they get adopted out from a shelter and before they have the chance to reproduce, can drastically reduce numbers and unwanted numbers. And probably the best documented thing that we can prevent by spaying early is mammary cancer or breast cancer in dogs and cats. Spaying female dogs or female cats prior to their first heat cycle reduces their chances of having breast or mammary cancer by upwards of 80 to 90%.
Now, the number of euthanasia and the number of stray animals in the U.S., that's like in the millions, right?
It's in the millions.
Where can we go for more information or to get a very eye-opening experience to the reality of this?
Go visit your local shelter. Talk to that shelter about the problems that they're seeing, the euthanasia rates, the difficulties of caring for these animals. How many animals are in the shelter when you visit? It can be very eye-opening. For more information, one of the best resources you can go to is your local veterinarian. As far as web resources, you can visit Mississippi State College of Veterinary Medicine's website. You could also visit ASPCA.org.
Today we've been speaking with Jake Shively, clinical instructor. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.